Welcome to the Everything Show, ladies and rock stars. I'm Liam McDowell, and today I'm going to review four covers of the Goosebumps books written by R.L. Stein. The cover artist and designer of all the Goosebumps books is Tim Jacobus. The covers are what first attracted me to the Goosebumps books, so hopefully my description of the covers will also inspire you to read the Goosebumps books. First up, the cover of The Haunted Mask. This book features a spooky and eerie mask. The mask is the central element of the story as the plot revolves around a character named Carly Beth, who, after being embarrassed in front of the entire school she goes to, wants to get revenge by scaring the bullies with an eerie, spooky mask. However, once she puts it on, and after she's gone crazy because of it, she finds it almost impossible to remove. Fortunately, there's a catch. If you put the mask on and take it off 5 times, it'll stay on permanently. But if not, a symbol of love will let you take it off. The cover likely reflects the theme of the transformation and the eerie nature of the haunted mask, giving potential readers a visual hint about the story's suspenseful and mysterious elements. Next up, One Day at Horrorland, which typically features eerie and ominous imagery related to the horror theme park. It might showcase creepy creatures, haunted attractions, or spooky atmospheres. The visual representation hints at the story setting and the challenges or scares of the characters might face during the visit to Horrorland, providing potential readers with a glimpse into a suspenseful and thrilling nature of the book. The third cover, the most famous Goosebumps monster, sorta, Night of the Living Dummy. The first book in the Goosebumps series featuring Slappy the Dummy, typically depicting a ventriloquist dummy in a creepy, unsettling manner. Slappy is often shown with an eerie expression, sometimes holding a menacing pose. The cover arms aims to convey the spooky and mysterious nature of the story, where the ventriloquist dummy comes to life and causes eerie and supernatural occurrences. The visual elements on the cover provided a sense of suspense, the horror that readers can expect from the book. However, it's worth telling Slappy didn't come to life in the first book. It was another dummy called Mr. Wood. Slappy didn't even make much of an appearance in the first book. Finally, the first book, the cover of Welcome to Dead House, features an eerie, spooky description of a house. The house may be depicted as a creepy atmosphere, dark colors, and perhaps some supernatural mysterious elements. The visual represents sets a tone for a haunted and supernatural elements that unfold with the story. The cover aims to capture attention of readers and convey the spooky natural nature of this book, inviting them into a mysterious world created by the author R.L. Stein. Well, that's it all for today. Goodbye.